Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm Stephen.
Together with Paul and Stephen.
All right, welcome to Living Villa Capelli.
Yes, welcome. Benvenuti.
Sorry for the
flight. You know, Nino Benvenuti was a famous middleweight boxer back like in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And we used to watch his boxing matches on TV when I was growing up in Boston. And when he wasn't on TV, my uncle Guy, who had a sort of, a long wave radio, wherever there would be a boxing match, he would turn it on. We'd listen to boxing matches on the radio. I mean, it wasn't really all that much fun listening to boxing matches.
Well, but any sporting event, listening to it on the radio, I never understood that. I mean, think about baseball on the radio.
Well, I mean, people did it for a long time.
I know. Oh, and it's a ball. I know.
People listen to it on the radio.
Yep.
In the car.
Oh. So sorry, you guys, for the not having a podcast for a week. We missed a week. We've been busy bees.
Two people written to us and said it was 2 weeks, Stephen.
Oh, sorry. We were busy bees. We had some guests and we were giving tours and time got away from us every night when you're cooking dinner as well every night. So sorry, guys, but we're back.
Yes, we are.
And so I think we're going to do a quick this podcast because we're trying to get something that we can get out to you guys. There was a great article Paul just posted in our new Facebook group, by the way. If you haven't joined, you all guys should. It's called Italian Food and Travel Tips and Tricks. So look us up there.
Real catchy name.
It's a good way for people to find you because it's basically what it's going to be about. It's going to have tips and tricks from us and travel tips from other, everybody can, and with a group, everybody can join in and post, and it's a lot more interactive. So,
and remember to tip your trick.
Yes. So if you're already a, ooh.
Steven's a metal plate fell out of his head.
Yes. But if you're already a fan of our Facebook page, we appreciate that. But the group will actually help us interact with you a little bit more. So that's why we started the group. So you can head on over to Facebook and join us there. But Paul posted this pretty cool article.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'm going to read it.
What's it from? Thelocal.it or something?
Thelocal.it, which is cool. I didn't know anything about this. It's like they're doing the Italian news in English is how they describe themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the title is Why Italy South is Far Better Than the North.
So, I'm torn.
Oh, no. Oh, well, you are, yes.
Yes. I was born in the North, but now I live in the South. So, I don't know.
Then we're going to have to react to this.
So, I shared it because someone else posted it. I shared it.
It's pretty spot on that the
But five, I didn't read it.
You didn't read it. I think they came up with five reasons, which I think are all pretty spot on.
I am one of those guys who just looks at the picture and reads the caption. Yes. This time I read the headline.
I'm just trying to skim through it real quick. Basically, they start out by saying, economically, Italy South is worse off than Greece, according to a report last week by the Association of Industrial Development in Southern Italy. So I don't like to think about that. But the good thing for all you listeners and anybody else thinking about coming to Italy, the good
especially
news for you.
Especially to the South?
Yes. Is that means much better prices for you travelers here to the South. You're going to find it much more reasonable than you would in the North.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, you already did anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah.
But you know, I got to say, and a lot of these things, you kind of, it's not they have to take them with a grain of salt. And they are true to a certain extent, that and when you hear about unemployment being so high and all this stuff. Italy is a strange country. And it's tough to really get a grasp on where they really are financially and economically and all that stuff. Because, they hide a lot of stuff. They hide how much they make so they won't have to pay taxes. They hide the fact that they actually work, but they work off the books. From what I read a couple of years ago, Italy has the most cash in private hands of any country in Europe.
I can believe that.
And it's not in banks.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's under, as they say here, sotto il mattone, under the brick. Ah, yeah, under the mattress, under the brick.
Well, your mom is actually
Don't say that.
No, but she's not necessarily. She did hide money, I guess, a little bit. She hoards money. Yes, but also all her jewels and gold. I mean, they would go through Paul and Casey and find all of this stuff in her apartment. It's crazy that she would all different spots. I mean,
when she was in Florida.
Yeah. All right. First point they say, though. Let's get to this. The first one is it has better beaches than the North. I mean, come on. You got to kind of probably agree with this.
Absolutely. I mean, that's without a doubt. Not all of them, but it does have better beaches overall, yes.
Yes.
I mean, some of the beaches there are spectacular, and the water in some of the parts, you know, they do equate it with the Caribbean. I mean, some of the water is really crystal clear.
I mean,
and the location of the beaches themselves, you know, it's a little harder to find beautiful, long stretches of white sandy beach.
That's true.
Although we do have those down south as well. But the other ones are just so, like, wild-looking places that are just phenomenal. It's like another planet.
I would say this probably includes, obviously, the Amalfi Coast.
Sicily. Yeah, I don't think the Amalfi Coast has great beaches.
Oh, really?
No. It's just cliffs into the water.
But they're including Sicily in here. And you know more about Sicily. I don't know Sicily.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Sicily once, I think.
And I would say, and definitely Puglia is obviously the other big one on top of that.
Calabria is supposed to have some beautiful beaches, too.
But you know, this is a mind-blowing fact for me. It's mind-blowing. Maybe with this. Even though it is the smaller island, Sardinia's jagged coastline is almost twice as long as Sicily's.
Hmm.
It's 1849 kilometers to Sicily's 1,000 kilometer coastline.
That is amazing. But you know, there's a parallel to that, which might blow your mind again. Which state of the United States, of the mainland United States, so the contiguous 48 states, has the longest coastline?
Wait, let me think. I'm between two. I'm gonna go with Florida.
Rhode Island.
Well, because of all the little islands
and the jagged coastline, just like Sardinia.
That totally blows my mind.
See, that I blew his mind. Twice.
Totally, no. that's really weird. Because, I mean, I was going between California and Florida. That was more too.
Nope. Sorry. Rhode Island. Little tiny Rhode Island.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I hope I'm not wrong on that one.
I was going to say, should I have to look that up?
Are you guys Googling me right now? Are you Googling?
Yeah, they probably are.
Are you Wikipedia-ing?
Okay, their second point of why the South is better than the North is food and drink.
Mm.
This is a tough one, I agree. This one's a tough one.
Why?
I don't know. I think there's some amazing food up north.
Yeah, there is some amazing food up north, but it's kind of like comparing Italian food with French food. I mean, there's amazing French food, but you know, the French have a kind of a tendency to overdo it and to make it very frou-frou and very heavy.
That's true.
Whereas
down
south here, we don't overdo it. It's more peasant-like, and it's like fresher and just lighter, you know?
No, I agree with that.
It must be because it's poorer. I mean, here, you eat vegetables and pasta with vegetables like every day of the week, except for you have to have meat and pasta with ragu, you know, meat sauce, on Sunday lunch. If you don't have that, everyone thinks you are like poorer than dirt, and you don't want to be embarrassed by not having that. And supposedly on Thursdays, too. Thursdays, you're supposed to have meat here. I guess maybe because it's before Friday. Friday, you're not supposed to have meat. It's a religious thing.
Yeah.
But you know, people, you know, for a long time here couldn't really afford meat. I asked my mother once for a recipe for beans and fava beans and chickpeas and artichokes. And I said, you know, so she's telling you just cook it all together with some onions, some garlic, blah, 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 blah. And I said, and then you put in little pieces of pancetta, right? A little piece of bacon. She goes, bacon? Who the hell could afford bacon back then?
I mean, basically, and they say that a testament to the thriving food scene in Puglia, not Puglia, southern Italy, which includes, I don't know what they're including on, I guess probably the floor.
Everything south of Rome.
Oh, yeah. 79 of Italy's 221 products that are protected by geographic labels of origin are produced in the south.
What's that number?
79 of Italy's 221 products.
Hmm. What percentage is that?
It's a little less than 50%.
No, it's 30%. 30%. Jesus Christ.
Math is hard. Including, by the way, Bill Capelli extra virgin olive oil.
Yes, we have a DOP.
Yep. The third point, friendlier people. I don't know what this is getting at. They're saying that they claim that the southern people are much warmer and friendlier than northern Italians.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of goes both ways. I mean, they are probably more, they greet you more with open arms than the northerners do. But that's, I think, in any country. But, you know, I like to kid them down here about it because they throw that in your face all the time. Oh, we're much warmer down here. You know, we're much more accommodating. We're much more welcoming. And I said, yeah, because so that you can get people closer to you before you rip them off.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would agree with that. With the friendlier people. I mean, as far as just like, I can't say the Northerns are less friendly than the Southerns. To me, they've all been, it just depends on the person. It's all been equal in my personal experience.
Yeah, but it's also because when we go to the North, we're usually going to visit family.
Yeah. But as a tourist, obviously they're going to be nicer to you and the Northerner.
Well, all I keep hearing this year, especially, is people complaining about the Romans.
Oh, yeah?
People, for some reason, have finally caught on to the Romans. The Romans supposedly like a really unfriendly, stuck-up people. I mean, not every one of them. I am generalizing. But we do keep hearing complaints from people who come down here from Rome.
Oh, like guests and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
The people that were just here the last trip, they were like, ugh, the Romans, what is with them?
Interesting.
Hmm.
So come to Puglia, guys. Skip Rome. I think this is the fourth point. Green energy.
Yeah, now that definitely.
So did you know that Southern Italy is a world leader in green energy? According to a 2013 report, 66% of Southern power was produced by renewable technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we have a boatload of windmills.
6,000.
6,000, yeah. And solar panels.
Yes.
And what else?
Both geothermal energy and solar power are massively underused across southern Italy in an area where they have potential to provide clean and cheap energy. So they said the potential can only improve because the geothermal and solar could really explode.
But I'll play the devil's advocate here. From what I understand, a lot of that energy is sold off to other countries. You know, like we don't really get the benefit of it.
No, I agree with that. I think the guy I was tutoring, Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
They made a part for the wind turbines. Now he said that they do that. I think it's the EU actually subsidized it a little bit in order to mm-hmm. sell it to the other countries. Yeah. The use of green energy down south is reflected in the quality of air. Data compiled shows a huge concentration of cities in the center north that went more than 35 days in 2012 with air pollution levels above recommended quotas. So.
Not down here, not at our house. Farm living is the life for me.
Yeah, the most we get is a lot of jasmine in the air.
I know. that's so annoying, especially in the morning and the evening. Oh, my God, you got to sit there at the table smelling this jasmine and these like bunches of grapes hanging over your head. Oh, what a pain.
And then when olive milling, you have olive.
Oh, the air just smells like freshly pressed olives. It's so disgusting.
I know. This is whatever point, I think it's five. Don't quote me on this. The passeggiata.
Mm-hmm.
The evening stroll is what this is.
We have it here in Telizzi.
Yep. I think it's a pretty amazing tradition that
After you eat, yes. Instead of staying home and watching TV, especially in the summer, but it's they do in the winter too. They close down the main streets of the town and, to traffic. And the people just walk up and down the main streets, you know, saying hi to their neighbors, saying hi to people from across town. They'll stop for an ice cream, and they'll just walk with their kids. You know, the whole family will go, you know, strollers and all that stuff. And they do it every single night from like 7 till 10 in the evening. It's pretty old school, but pretty cool.
It's kind of cool. I was saying, I didn't realize this. They're saying that it's a noble Italian tradition, mm-hmm. but it's all but disappeared from northern provinces.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Interesting. If anybody knows any different, let us know, any northern towns.
Mm-hmm.
I think this part of the thing is nice. It's easy to join the fun if you live in the south. Just put on some nice clothes and then head out to one of your town's passeggiata hotspots. It's true. The Italians do not go out without looking good. I mean, they'd probably pick me out. Not that I don't stand out already as being 6'3" and blondish
right.
American, but I wear my farmer clothes into town. Meanwhile,
I wear guinea tees. Exactly. They look at me like, oh, wow, I haven't seen one of those since the 50s.
And meanwhile, all the other men are in like blazers and suits. The women are in these...
The women here won't go food shopping unless they get dressed up. There's no way they're going to be seen like, you know, in any way unkempt.
Yes. And it can be 100 degrees outside and they'll still look great. I'm like, seriously, no. I'm done. I can't do it. Meanwhile, I'm horrible, ugly farmer.
It's all part of, you know, what used to be big in the 60s here, along with things like the passeggiata, the la bella figura. You know, how would you translate that literally? You know, just looking your best.
The beautiful figure. Figura? No.
No, figura is figure like when you see figure 3 on a, you know, like a picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You have to look your best all the time. Yeah. Even if you don't feel good or you don't have 2 nickels to rub together or 2 euro to rub together, you got to put on the bella figura.
It's true.
Put on that show.
They do it, and they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
The next point is
the men go overboard, though. I mean, the men here, before they go to a party, a friend's party, they have to go to the aestheticist. They have to get their eyebrows plucked. They get like all this, you know, their face done. It's kind of over the top.
They're more gay than we are. They really
totally.
Are.
They're more girly than we are.
They do mani pedis, which I've never had. One. And they all carry what we call merces, man purses, because gosh forbid they put their wallet and keys and their phone in their pockets.
Because they can't put it in their pockets because their pants are so damn tight.
And it would ruin the lines of their jeans and
you wouldn't be able to see the shape of their thingy.
It's ridiculous, though. But honestly, this I don't know when it started. It carries over to... Oh, and how old is Uncle Nino? 80?
Uncle Nino is 84, 85.
I mean, he has a merce.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the teenager guys. I mean, every single guy from teenagers all the way up to the 89-year-olds, these guys all carry merces.
Right.
They all put their stuff in it.
But the women here are much more elegant. The women here, especially the older women, I mean, they get dressed up. And it's not over-the-top dressed up. It's just, like, elegant. It's not, trashy.
Yeah.
You know, some of the younger women, when they get dressed up, it's like, where the hell do you think you're going? They wear, like, cocktail dresses out, you know, with high heels. Like,
you would never find, the people of Walmart would never, that site wouldn't exist here.
No.
Because you would never find anybody to take a picture of in Walmart. They would all look so good.
And unfortunately, the people here think that all Americans look like the people of Walmart.
It's true. Well, we kind of feed into that when we go to town.
But at least we're not like...
No, but Nino looks at me. I'm like going to town. He looks at me. And I'm like, what? And he looks at my... At least just look at my clothes. He'll look at my feet and be like, you're going to town like with those on? I have my Crocs on. I'm sorry. My Crocs are really comfortable. Yes, they're ugly, but they're comfortable. And I don't... So then I feel really guilty and I have to go change my damn shoes.
I don't change. I did just get rid of all my Abercrombie and Fitch shorts. I'm over cargo shorts.
You know what?
You know, as you get older, you know, I shouldn't be wearing Abercrombie and Fitch in the first place, but they do have good fabrics. That's why I like it. But as you get older and you do start to shrink a little, cargo shorts make you look like, you know, your legs are 6 inches long.
No, there's actually a trend now. There's been a couple of posts of people posting in fashion. They're like, the cargo shorts are over. Do not wear them, guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing hotter than a pair of like tight short shorts, and if you have nice legs.
Yeah, but the only thing they're my merce, they're my purse I wear. I can put everything in the pockets. All right, the next point is the il riposo. Did I say it right?
Yep.
Which is other people might know it as the siesta,
mm-hmm.
the afternoon nap.
Right, which in the south here is called the controra. Against the hours.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. But so in North, is that what it's called? Il Riposo in the North?
I don't think they call it anything. Mm. Yeah, a nap is called a pennichella. That's when you take a nap after lunch.
Oh, yeah?
A little nap, a pennichella.
So then what's the other one you just said?
Wait, Controra?
Yeah.
Controra is the general term for the whole...
Non-activity
after lunch.
Okay. Oh, I get you. Okay.
Especially in the summer. I mean, it gets so hot here.
What's so funny, though, is I found... maybe it's just Nino and Paola, but like the men seem to like stick to this, but the women don't. Because Mamoletta doesn't either.
Yeah.
Well, all the men do. All the men take their naps, but the women...
Because the men are lazy slobs.
No, but
all
I guess
the women,
they're still cleaning up from lunch. They just cooked, so
exactly.
They have to clean up from lunch. But yeah,
and if you notice, like on the streets and in the squares, all these older guys will be sitting around all day long, just talking to each other with folding chairs. There's not a woman to be seen. They're all either food shopping for their husbands and families, or cooking, or cleaning the house. It's really a throwback.
Wait, I'm just reading. In one mayor in Campania, thank you,
the Naples area,
was so eager to protect his snoozing citizens that he banned dogs from barking during the hours of the riposo last month.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, how would you do that anyway?
He was looking for a re-election.
So the reasons for this sleep culture are numerous. Napping allows you to avoid the afternoon heat, which I do think is a huge, huge part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing yourself at lunch without worrying about feeling drowsy at work.
Because also, don't forget, lunch here is the big meal of the day, not supper or dinner.
And they always have pasta.
And a couple glasses of wine.
Yeah, so all that, you're tired afterwards. And it keeps you fresh for your evening passeggiata.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading through it. Sorry, guys. Okay, there. Next point. Last one, I believe. Longevity. This is fascinating to me. Another thing people in Italy's much maligned southern regions do very well, especially the women. In southern Italy, women live to an average of 80.6 years compared to the national average of 79. The average life expectancy in southern Italy is among the highest in Europe, and Sicily can even boast a village of centenarians.
That's pretty cool.
So
it reminds me of that old joke, why do men die before their wives?
Yes.
Because they want to.
Exactly. Clearly, I threw the end this. Clearly, the combined effects of the South's good food, lunchtime naps, clean air, great beaches, and social evening strolls can do wonders for you. Crisis? Mm-hmm. What crisis?
I mean, especially in summer, people always tell me that I look great. You look so rested. You look like you're really loving life here. And I guess you do. It's just so much more laid back. Almost a little too much sometimes for a New Yorker. Because
especially the last 2 weeks when everybody was off and you.
Last 2 months it seems like.
But
it's part of that riposo thing too. I don't know if all of you know this, but especially here in the South, I don't think it's much in the North, but. Everything shuts down from like 1 o'clock or 1:30 till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There are no stores open. There's no one on the streets. I mean, just the town shuts down.
And this is a good tip. We've had this in our Facebook group, but basically, guys, obviously you have to plan for this as well. Restaurants, and you'll find restaurants and obviously lunch places that you can kind of do. But if you want to do shopping, forget it. There's no shops open if you want to go like... window shopping or
they have a couple of malls. You can do it at the malls. You can't do the local stores.
Yeah, the local stuff, which is probably what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you just be prepared, planning when you're planning your trip.
And no, you can't get up late, like at 12:30, and say, "Can I just go to a deli?" We don't have delis.
Yes, people always ask that. Can I just get a slice of pizza?
No, they don't sell pizza by the slice in these small towns.
And there's no, even for lunches. Lunches sometimes can be.
Impossible to find. You can't find a restaurant that's open for lunch.
Yeah, small place, like a small town. Like Terlizzi is very difficult for us. We always have a difficulty with guests for lunches.
Because Americans used to have, going out for lunch. Yeah. And here, you don't go out for lunch.
No, you go home and you have your pasta.
Unless you're by the seaside.
Exactly. Or in a more touristy town, obviously.
Yeah. And that's it. That's why you should come down to the South and come visit us at Villa Capelli. And we can tell you all this stuff face-to-face over a martini.
Yes. think that's it.
All
right. All right.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for auscolting.
Yes. Buonanotte.
Buonanotte. Ciao.